Nearly 80 U.S. troops have died in accidents or violent attacks since major hostilities ended in Iraq on May 1st. Yesterday in Shakopee, Minnesota, funeral services were held for Private First Class Edward James Hergott. He was the victim of sniper fire while on patrol in Baghdad earlier this month. Mark Sedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Edward James Hergott went by the name Jim. He had just turned 20. He liked watching NASCAR races and hanging out with his buddies. Friends and family say Hergott was fun-loving and adventurous, but not someone who always followed the rules. Still, they say he was always respectful and someone who would help anyone. He was trying to move ahead from a bumpy, sometimes wild adolescence to what everyone expected would be a more stable and responsible adulthood.
He was just a normal, average kid. He wasn't the highest in the class or anything.
Don Vanuka grew up with Hergott in Shakopee, a rapidly expanding suburb of Minneapolis. 2 years ago, they graduated together from high school. She remembers school bus rides, email chats, and trips to the movies with Jim.
People just should know that he was a good kid. He was doing what he was over there to do. I mean, it shouldn't have happened, but it's shocking.
Hergott's uncle and aunt, Ken and Mary Kiewat, live in Shakopee and watched Jim grow up with one of their sons, TJ, who was the same age. TJ was also deployed in Iraq, and his parents were paying close attention to the situation there.
24 hours before Jim was killed, we knew that the area he was going to was extremely bad.
Mary Kiewat says the family urged Jim to be careful.
And the last thing that was said, you know, was just keep your head down and keep it in that tank. You know, so you're safe.
He was outside the National Museum in his Bradley tank, and he was doing his watch as guard duty, and he had slid up into the gunner's seat, or the gunner's hatch, and a sniper got him in the neck.
Ken and Mary Kiewat lowered their flag to half-staff early the morning of July 4th. The day they heard about their nephew's death.
He was doing the honorable thing, along with trying to take care of what he wanted to do in life.
Mary Kiewat says Americans could best honor her fallen nephew by recognizing the threats U.S. troops continue to face in Iraq.
President Bush declared combat over on May 1st. Combat is not over. We don't even know who's firing at us right now, and all of our soldiers are at great risk right now of just being picked off as Jim was. And that's a shame. And then President Bush made a comment a week ago, and he said, bring it on. Well, they brought it on, and my nephew's dead.
In a park near the edge of town stands a memorial to Shakopee's war dead. The granite monument contains the names of 45 soldiers fallen since the Civil War. Local veterans group leaders say they can't remember when the last name was inscribed. Private First Class Edward James Hergott will be number 46. For NPR News, this is Mark Sedeklik in St. Paul.